In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every church needs its members to become actively involved in the church because, as you know, there's so much that needs to be done. And it is a good and necessary thing that members become involved in the life of the church and help to build up the body of Christ. However, as soon as members and church workers start to concentrate on their activities and perhaps also on the vision of their leader, there is the danger that they lose sight of God's work in their midst. And so they need to be constantly reminded that while they are doing a wonderful thing through their own active contribution, it is not they, but God Himself who builds His church. Pastors and members and all those who participate in the life of the church must be willing to step aside and acknowledge that it is God and not they who are responsible for the growth and the health of the church. This is the problem the Apostle Paul is encountering in the life of Corinth. The Corinthians thought that the Apostle Paul, Apollos, or Cephas were doing very important work, so they decided to follow them. But in doing so, they lost sight of God and His work in Jesus Christ. But Paul does not fall into the trap of enjoying his own fan group. He resists the temptation to go along with them to revel in their adoration for and celebration of him. What he does instead is he pushes them away. Nor does he encourage them to follow Apollos or Cephas. When it comes to the question who is ultimately at work in the congregation and who deserves to be followed, then it is God in Jesus Christ alone and not this or that human being who seems to be doing all the work. Paul reminds the Corinthians that they are the product of God's work, 100%, and not this or that great human personality. Their faith in Jesus Christ is God's gracious gift given to them through the Word. Faith is not created by this or that person, nor does it persevere because of this or that leader's work. Rather, it is God in Christ who has accomplished everything, and on that foundation in Jesus Christ, everything is built. However, Paul is here not dismissing the work of great church workers, because God actually needs people, workers in His kingdom. Paul calls himself an expert builder who puts to use the skills God gave him. God called him and continues to call church workers, pastors and missionaries and others, always to let themselves into the service of God. But they should know that the members they are serving are not the product of their own work, but are that of God in Jesus Christ. A good church worker always lets his members know that the cross and resurrection of Christ is the foundation on which the life of the church is built. And the church will build its walls on that foundation as long as the Word of God is being preached and taught. And so Paul does precisely that what every preacher should be doing, and that is to divert the attention of his members away from himself and point them to Jesus Christ. Once in 2 Corinthians he said this: "Our message is not about ourselves, it is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are your servants for His sake." And in Galatians 1 verse 6 he says, "Woe if I do not preach the gospel." A true and good preacher always builds his walls with gold or precious stones and not with straw or hay when he preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ. A true church worker knows that as long as he preaches Christ, the walls will be continued to be built up straight and firm on the foundation. And the Augsburg Confession in Article 6 reminds us that we are all a congregation of saints in which the gospel is purely preached and the sacraments are rightly administered. This relative sentence in which captures here what Paul wants to say: "For where the gospel is preached and where the sacraments are administered by human beings, there God builds his church and lays the foundation in Jesus Christ. For this reason, the Corinthians are not asked to choose between God and Cephas and Apollos or Paul. Instead, they should see that God continues his work through great servants such as these, and that God desires to continue his work such as through servants like Patrick, whom we celebrate today, so that they continue the mission of the Lord. Sadly today too, things go bad in this relationship between God and his servants and their members. We do not need to look very far to see that the Corinthian situation is replicated also in our own LCMS congregations. Walls can start cracking and dividing over a pastor's personality and what he does. And we only need to look into the TV and switch it on to see how the so-called servants of God put on full display of their charisma and their personalities and thereby fill huge stadiums and halls with their fans. It becomes tempting for all of us to follow suit, to speak and to preach and to celebrate ourselves and our own egos rather than Jesus Christ himself. However, reversely, we also can see how easily a church can fall if members put all their confidence on such celebrity preachers rather than the one who is being preached in the gospel, Jesus Christ. Each person must therefore be careful how he builds on it, the foundation, Paul reminds us. And this is also a reminder not only for the preachers and those active in the life of the church, but also for every private Christian. He himself and she must build his life on the squarely on the foundation, Jesus Christ. And Paul does remind us here of a day of reckoning when we will go through a fire, which will be then give our lives and show that what has gone wrong. Paul himself knows that he and all the members will be cross-examined one day by the Lord. A fire can actually burn away everything that is not built with good material. And Paul refers here to our bodies as the temple of God. And so have our bodies and minds, are they getting that spiritual food that they need? Or are we squandering it in hedonistic fashion to satisfy this or that immediate need? Are we fashioning our lives according to the wisdom of the gurus of our time? Or rather, are we going with the word of God? Build on this foundation that is already laid in Jesus Christ. And we can do so in a number of ways. We can build on the foundation by making frequent use of word and sacrament. We can build on the foundation by letting the love of God in Christ for us permeate our everyday lives as we deal with one another. And we can build on God's patience, which endures us despite our mistakes and faults. And we can build on the foundation of God's forgiveness that is so freely granted to us in Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.